I'm excellent this morning, guys. Like we said, we're here from sunny, beautiful Melbourne, and we're ready to rock.
And the show has come all the way from sunny Vegas. So when we say the world's greatest freak show, it really is the best in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's the amazing thing. Like, it's what started out as an idea. I hate using the word COVID and lockdown, but, you know, I watched the world's greatest showman about 25 times. It's my favourite movie of all time. And I thought, well, Hugh Jackman can start a circus that sort of wasn't really working. Then he turned it in and said, let's get the most freakiest, most unique act of all time, put it under one tent in New York and let's see what happens. And as everyone, I guess you've seen the movie, it started selling out and he got bigger and bigger and eventually he met royalty up in London. So I thought, well, let's take this concept, bring it in our own way and produce it ourselves in our own, the way we do things, and bring it to life. And that's exactly what we did. So we've got the most unique, incredible talent from all over, firstly Australia, and started a run in Melbourne, a little run. And then we picked one in America to start a Vegas run and did a little residency there, just sort of to test the waters and to see how it worked. And it actually exceeded our expectations, and that led to us doing a tour. It started in northern Queensland. It's now tipped Sydney.
I'm so excited for this. And I kind of want to know, what can we expect? With a name like the World's Greatest Freak Show, we're expecting to see some epic stuff happening on stage. Is it going to be one of those shows where we're going to be watching through our fingers because we've got our hands over our eyes, that we're that, like, scared and amazed, but we do want to see it, but we don't want to see it? Like, it's going to be crazy.
It's like those horror movies, you know.
Yes.
Some people, not really like that, but, you know, some people, when the gory stuff comes, they're sort of opening the fingers of their hand.
Yep.
And looking straight at the TV, and some pretend they're looking at the corner of their eyes.
Yep.
They don't want to see it, but they really do. But the great thing about our show is the variety of it. So
yep.
You've got an illusionist with Sam Powers. You've got a glass eater. You've got a bed of nails. You've got so many different acts and props and varieties. It's sort of like a prop set off a Liam Neeson movie or something. You know, there's something for everyone and a bit of everything. That's what makes it so incredibly appealing, as just opposed to pigeonhole and just sideshow. But it's got sideshow. It's got magic.
Yes.
It's got grooves. It's got gore. It's got everything, which is what makes us different to, like, your local circus, your local sideshow, your local contortion show, you know, your local comedy show. If you know where I'm going.
Now, I personally don't like seeing someone sticking, like, knives in their mouths or anything. Is there someone who is doing that?
Absolutely.
Oh,
how can you have a freak show without that, guys? Come on. It's like having... It's like having a footballer without the football.
Yeah, come on, man.
Oh,
this goes part and parcel. But, like, you know, like, because we've got such a great variety and incredible amount of talent, like, there was a guy in Vegas who's called the glass, the ninja, right? And he hangs 10 feet off the roof with his mouth swinging off a truss. Like, he's got that act. Then you've got a girl that does a handstand with one hand off a lit candle. So
amount
of talent and variety and everything we can use is so unique and so different. That's what makes it the world's greatest freak show.
I kind of am already, like, covering my eyes, but as you say, I still want to look. I want to see her do a handstand on a candle. Like, that's incredible. And this show is first of its kind. We really don't get anything like this because you've got world record holders and talented artists performing jaw-dropping stunts all on the same stage. It's incredible.
Yeah, because we just had in our Queensland where we had Gordo, who just recently, 2 weeks ago, broke the Guinness World Records by putting apples in his mouth with a chainsaw, cutting with a chainsaw. And he did, I think, like, I can't remember the exact numbers, like 36 in 60 seconds or something, which smashed the world record. He did that about 2 weeks ago, which was filmed live. It's on our Insta page, World's Greatest Freak Show. So, yeah, so it's, like I said, it's something fun, something unique, and it's the first of its kind. And it's really, you know, it's creating momentum, like, you know, like, from where we started a year ago as nothing to where it's evolved to. But step by step, you know, it's not even close to where we want to be. We want a circus tent. We want a live band behind it. We want show. We want exactly like the world's greatest showman with, you know, a massive epic production. But, guys, to get there, it's going to, you know, that takes a lot of time. That takes a lot of work. That takes a lot of effort, like a lot of hard work. And we're in for the challenge and we're up for it and we're ready to go.
And we're just pinching ourselves that you're coming all the way from Vegas, all the way to the St. George's Basin Country Club.
Darren Sutton, the co-founder and producer of the World's Greatest Freak Show, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, pumped, guys.
Oh.
Thank you so, so much. I'm pumped myself.